This is Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio with my main man, Tony D.
All right, let's go to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Progressive Insurance, round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Visit them for a quote at progressive.com. Bobby Taylor joins us, 10-year NFL player and also played for Notre Dame, joining us as part of the NFL Flag Football Gen Youth Coach of the Year Award as he joins us here on SportsMap Radio. How are you, Bobby?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about this Coach of the Year Award and the criteria for it and the importance of it with not only Gen Youth, but the NFL partnership.
Yeah, so this is the third year that Gen Youth is doing their NFL Flag in School Coach of the Year program, which is made possible by the NFL Foundation. And so we just want to honor, you know, our everyday unsung heroes. And I know coaches and PE teachers are those individuals. And I, you know, I've had a lot of great coaches that have been instrumental in my success. Some I still stay in contact with today. And so we just want to honor them the best way possible. So fans can go to flag.genyouthnow.org. Applications are open through November 8th. And so we just want to be able to honor some of these folks. And they don't necessarily have to be a football coach. I mean, they could coach other sports. They could coach at school, coach in the community. Because we know coaches, you know, help fuel a lot of our kids' everyday lives. And, you know, in my opinion, and I think Gen Youth's opinion as well, are unsung heroes. And so we just want to wrap our arms around them and honor them. And so this is what this contest is about, award is about, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
You mentioned unsung heroes. Let's the influence coaches can have. How much did you gain from certain coaches in your life, and how underappreciated do you think most of them are in a world where kids are struggling with so many different things today, and yet there is somebody in at least from the athletic part of their lives that can influence them greatly?
Oh, absolutely. So I can just think about some of my coaches in high school, right? They not only coached me on the field, but some of them, men and women, they taught classes as well.
Yeah.
So they're doing double duty. So you think about that amount of time that they're spending with your child, it's incredible, you know. And so coaches can not only positively affect young women, young men, but they can negatively affect them as well, especially if a child has a bad experience. It may force them to not play again, especially, you know, I was a shy kid growing up. And so I just think some of the coaches that were a part of my life helped me kind of shed that from being this shy kid growing up in Longview, Texas. And so, you know, I just think it's very important that we honor these individuals, because sometimes they go unnoticed, and we want to let them know that they are noticed and they are respected, and we want to put them on a pedestal like they should be.
Bobby Taylor joins us in SportsMap Radio, spent 10 years in the NFL, mostly with the Philadelphia Eagles, and also played at Notre Dame. Bobby, Notre Dame playing USC this weekend. Both teams coming in ranked. Caleb Williams and the attention that he's gotten. Notre Dame at one point was a team near the top 10. This rivalry, we talk about so many different rivalries that are regional. They're based in state or they're based in conference. But where is this rivalry? You played in it. What does USC-Notre Dame mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot to me, because I think about when I was at Notre Dame, Coach Holtz made us take a quiz about the history of USC and Notre Dame, the coaches that coached the game, the great players that played in the game, the scores of some of the games. Now, I may not remember some of that now, but it made me look at that particular date as being very, very important. And so because of that, you know, I just think it's one of those things that will always be. Now, during the time I can brag about this, when I was at Notre Dame, I think we had like a 10-year or 11-year winning streak at the time versus the Trojan. But, you know, I look at this week's game is going to be a tough game. Luckily, we're at home. It's going to be – the weather should be horrible, which I love that. Looking at how Caleb Williams, you know, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, we know they like to pass the ball. And so I just look at this game as being sloppy. Hopefully we can get our running game going. Hopefully we can also win a turnover battle. And I think if we can put those things together, we should be victorious, and I should be able to have a good Saturday night, because my Saturday night was not good
right.
last Saturday, if I could say.
Absolutely. I was just looking at the dates, and I'm trying to get this in my head, so I'm just going to ask you straight up. Did you go up against Keyshawn Johnson those years?
Yes, I did go up against
Did you cover
Keyshawn
him?
Johnson.
Did you cover him
in
those games?
Oh, yeah, I think he may have, he may have had maybe one or two catches in that game.
I was just trying to put the math together. Notre Dame, how have you seen your school navigate in the last 25 years or so an ever-changing college football world? I mean, again, granted, it's not like it was in the 40s and 50s where the pipelines to all these schools were going to Notre Dame. But how have you seen them navigate both positively and negatively to the new shape of the way college football is?
Well, you know, well, listen, Notre Dame is going to be Notre Dame. I mean, yeah. it's a very special place. But when you think about all of the other things that are out there, you think about some of the great facilities. You know, we have pretty good facilities, but there are some other schools that, you know, they're continuously upgrading their facilities on a, it seems like, almost year by year basis. You think about the NIL that's come into play over the last couple of years. And so, you know, it's been up and down. And, you know, when I look at, you know, a lot of the youth today, when you want to talk about Notre Dame and history and tradition, you know, a lot of times they don't necessarily, you know, want to hear that. I mean, I just think about my oldest son. I mean, he's on scholarship right now at Texas A&M. I mean, yeah. He didn't even go to Notre Dame on an official visit. And so it wasn't something that I wanted to force on him. I wanted him to make his own decision. But when you just think about all of those different factors, I think it's been up and down, and it's always evolving. And it's something that I know, especially being the older person, we just can't live off the laurels to say, listen, this is a special place. We have a great tradition. These are some of the things of why you should choose to come to school here. Now, once those guys commit and get on campus, we can educate them about all of those different traditions and things of that nature, what have you. But there are so many other flashing lights out there that attract these kids, these young student athletes, to make the decisions that they make to go to the school that they want to attend. And so we have to constantly evolve, because if we don't, you know, we'll be left behind.
When you got to the NFL, and people always talk about that moment that they knew, oh, my goodness, this is a different level. What was it for you as a corner in the league? What did you notice in the wide receivers of the pros that you didn't see at the college level? What were they doing differently?
My first mini camp, I knew it. When we went through one-on-ones, because just think about this. The quarterbacks we had on the Eagles at the time, it was Randall Cunningham. It was Rodney Pete, a USC guy. Shout out to Rodney.
Right.
And then
sure.
we had Ty Detmer. Those were the three quarterbacks, and those guys could throw the deep ball. They could put it, you know, on the right shoulder if it was supposed to go on the right shoulder. And so, even if I did have good coverage, a lot of times I wasn't even able to get my hands on the ball. So I can remember vividly all of the mini camps leading up to training camp. I never even got a pass breakup, just because these guys were so laser with the way that their ball placement was. I remember the first time I was able to just get a pass breakup in training camp. That was like a big, like aha moment for me, just because these quarterbacks were just so good with the way that they placed the ball. And so I just think about all of that on top of the fact you're going against guys that weren't running great routes, great route runners, you know, not just guys that could just run by you, but they could just really, like, almost have you spinning around like a top, because they were able to run some of the best routes that I've ever seen. And so I immediately saw it as soon as I stepped foot in the facility, you know, after being drafted by the Eagles.
10 years in the NFL, Notre Dame player Bobby Taylor joining us on Sports Map Radio. Once again, flag.genyouthnow.com to nominate your favorite coaches or PE teachers for the NFL Flag in Schools Coach of the Year Award, which Bobby will be presenting. Always good talking to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Bobby Taylor, again, part of this, the NFL Flag in Schools program for Coach of the Year. Love that. Love talking. Notre Dame is such a, it's such a great topic to talk about, because it is a, it's a school that has carried so much importance in the world of college football in its history. But yeah, like you said, there's so many flashing lights now, so many bright lights in the college football world, that people don't look at Notre Dame as like, well, in the end, I wanted to go to Notre Dame, but I settled for this school. I wanted to go to Notre Dame, but I ended up over here. I wanted to go to Notre Dame, and I can only make the practice squad, so I stayed at Notre Dame to be on the practice squad. Now there's a lot of other flashing lights, but Notre Dame still has a presence. And when they're good, we still pop them up and present them, because there is a lot of tradition there.